Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Live and direct from Abbotsford.
Yes, here I am.
Good to have you with us, Mel.
Yes, the roads were icy up here this morning.
It did seem like it was a good call last night to do it this way today and stuff. We'll have you in studio soon. We'll have you back soon. You can't keep us out of your life. You can't get rid of us that easy. That's coming up. A little bit later, we're going to get into our National Day of calendar. Looking forward to that. And then sometime after that, maybe in the 7 o'clock hour here, we will touch on leashing your toddler. That's an interesting one. That should be kind of an interesting one when we get into that a little bit later. I thought this would be interesting too. How much do you have to spend to get to be high roller status at casinos? I have no idea. I don't feel like this is going to affect you and I, Melissa. But
Probably not. Might
be fun to kind of look at. Might be.
Oh, sure.
8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to get into idioms again. We haven't had a chance to do that in a while, Melissa. We're going to explain to people, finally, where some of these great phrases like scot-free and when in Rome. You know, where some of these things come from. What are the history, the origin story of some of those?
Good.
9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day that I write stories. Have some entertainment news to touch on, including some very interesting news about the biggest show in the world right now. We will be talking about all of that. First, before we get to going to we'll get into our schedule for the week of Morning Magazine and our sports schedule. Have some important special stuff going on our radio station tonight, of course, with the presidential address. So before all that, Melissa, how are you?
I am good. Mm. You know, it was I didn't have to get up super early this morning.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, definitely.
I got to sleep in a little bit, so I was okay with that.
It's a darn good start to the day right there.
Yeah. Well, and my boyfriend slept in a little bit, too, because the roads were really icy up north of here, especially where he was headed this morning. So he just delayed getting going a little bit to let the road crews get out there. And he said they're okay, but it was the right call to make. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah. Especially for what we see, you know, of the trip like you're taking, you're going to be taking some roads that may not have gotten done or something like that. And just a nice reminder to everybody out there, play it safe. Take your time. Leave a little early if you can. Stay in a little longer if you have to.
Expect it to be slippery.
Shucks. Darn it. Looks like you got to stay in a little bit longer. Oh, darn.
If you can.
You make it work. Look out for each other out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Melissa, I thought a fun place for us to start today would be food. I know it's a little bit on the nose. No, I came across this one, and I really wanted to get into this one. So I thought it'd be a good start, but also I'm just kind of intrigued by it. The 20 of the weirdest food combos people swear by.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any weird food combos you love, but most of us would find weird? Someone asked Reddit, and the post blew up.
I bet.
It has racked over 18,000 comments from people.
No doubt.
All of them pretty positive. Like, there wasn't, like, negative talk or anything like that. I think we may have found the subject that'll get people to get along, that'll get people to work together and everything.
That we can be a little understanding of.
Yeah, yeah. We all have weird foods we like, or weird food combos or something. So I am curious about any that you might have. I'm trying to think. I'm sure I know I have some. I'm just trying to think of what they are right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're normal for us. So you don't really think of them as weird. I mean, the weirdest one probably that comes to mind right away, when I was a kid, I would have mac and cheese with applesauce.
Okay. All right. That's different.
I just put the applesauce right in the bowl with the mac and cheese.
Yeah. I would actually try that one. That one's not so bad. I'd try that one. Yeah. I don't know if I have weird combos. I know I like to... I'm sure a lot of people do these kind of things. I'll take a bite of my donut and then a drink of my coffee. Like, yeah. I love the combination of that and my, like, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad
like
about
dunking your cookies in coffee.
Yes. Oh, I do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. A poor man's biscotti, you know, a good, right. good chocolate chip cookie that you got nearby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that kind of stuff all the time. I like combining cereals. Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles combined, it will your mouth will thank you.
It will chocolify your milk.
Yeah. The milk afterwards isn't as great as it is with just Cocoa Pebbles, because then you get chocolate milk afterwards. That's So you're getting your cereal and chocolate milk. It is the bonus. It is the bonus round, people. This is fooding on another level. This you can listen to The Kitchen's Open, and there's a lot of really important, really cool information in there. But I'm the one that's going to
tell you. Want to know about cereal and yeah. milk. And James is your man.
And bacon double cheeseburgers.
Oh, of course. That goes without saying.
So diving into this list, cornflakes on ice cream. Hmm.
Okay. That's not that odd to me, because we used to have what my mom called messes.
Ooh.
And this would be a special treat we'd have like on a Sunday night or something. She'd get a bucket of vanilla ice cream. And then we just get out all the different toppings we could possibly think of. Cereal, nuts, maraschino cherries, chocolate sauce, you know, whatever we had in the sprinkles, whatever weird things we had in the cupboard.
Yeah.
And dump them on the ice cream.
It's a great move. I love that. That's good. Mm-hmm. Can they be frosted flakes on ice cream? Because I feel like would be a really good combination.
Sugar, and more sugar.
Yes, yes. You had me at sugar. Tuna sandwich with barbecue chips inside.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Chips in a sandwich are great.
I think the first weird food combination that I was around was my mother. And my mom really got into having chips in her peanut butter jelly sandwiches. They had to be regular Lay's, though. They had to be just the generic.
I preferred the generic nacho chips.
Like
fake Doritos.
Yeah. She'd do it with Fritos every once in a while. Like, they are. Mm. But Doritos, you said?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Like the nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea.
My ex-husband always did the sour cream and onion on a Subway meatball sub.
Huh. Mm, no. No. That's... no. No. Just gonna move on. that's all kinds of wrong to me. To me. Strawberry jam on a fried egg. Mm.
Oh.
See, that seems like it would be good, but it'd take a lot for me to try it. I'll be honest, Mr. Picky over here. I don't know how I wouldn't go diving into that, but it doesn't sound bad to me, actually.
Well, it doesn't sound terrible. I mean, it's not that far fetched from people putting ketchup on a fried egg.
Yeah, again, something I've seen my mother do many, many times.
If you're gonna put a savory thing on strawberry jam, it's a piece of bread, strawberry jam, cheese, and sausage.
Hmm. Yeah. I could try that. Yeah. Salt and vinegar chips topped with sauerkraut. Yeesh.
That's a lot of acidity.
Yeah, that's a lot of,
I mean, I don't think it would be bad.
Yep.
It just would be very puckering.
Yes. You might want to have some water nearby, yeah.
Yeah.
Chili on a cinnamon roll.
Mm. Ew.
Yeah, no. No, that's hurtful to chili and the cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're offending with that, but you are offending somebody. You are crossing a line.
The baker.
yes, the bakers.
Now, I have heard of putting cinnamon in chili. So, I mean, the flavor combination is not that odd.
I'm almost positive my nana made it that way. I'm almost positive he put like a pinch of cinnamon in there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But yeah, no.
On a whole cinnamon roll with the frosting and everything? Yeah. Mm.
No. I don't know. I like a cinnamon roll warm. Like there's that's fine. But I don't need to put chili on it to make it warm. I don't
No.
It's an interesting one. These have all been interesting. Peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. Peanut butter was a big ingredient in general. People also said peanut butter on pancakes and PB&J with tortillas instead of bread.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the final one there. Yeah, I've done that one. Peanut butter and pickle sandwich, I haven't done that.
I've heard that's like a pregnant woman thing.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and pickles.
I, for my ex, went out and got pickles many times and ice cream. It was always at 12 or 1 in the morning.
Right, big, of course.
Gigantic shout out to the grocery stores that are open at 24/7. Like, thank God for them. But they're only open for women that are dealing with that. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure, at least. I did think of it's not really a combo, though. It's just a weird thing I always liked eating. Pepperoni sandwiches. I'd get like good bread and heat it, toast it. And then just a bunch of slices of like pepperoni that you would throw on a pizza or whatever that you can buy separately.
Yeah.
And I heat that up and just go to town.
Yeah. Any kind of sauce on the bread?
No, nothing.
Just I want to taste meat and the bread.
I just want to taste the bread and the meat. That's all I want to taste.
Yeah, all right. It's not that odd. It's just seems a little blah, but that's
boring,
okay.
Boring and borderline sad. It's that's so
but
much
also
odd.
Easy.
Yes,
easy.
Yes, which is very noticing a theme with me. If you bite,
of course.
It's easy was never an issue for me because I like cooking and I don't mind putting elbow grease into cooking. I think that's how most of your good meals come. But if I'm just feeding for myself, it's got to be fast, and otherwise I'm going to change my mind. And my appetite will go away. And I know I'm not wasting time. I'm putting energy into my body. That's important.
Right.
But in the heat of the moment, I have no doubt that's what's rushing through the back of my mind. It's just, I got more important things to be doing than just feeding myself.
Well, it's good to have those quick meals in your back pocket to just whip them out when you're in a rush.
I got a lot
of
them.
Now, you mentioned peanut butter on pancakes. That isn't weird. We always did that when I was growing up. And often we didn't have syrup, so we would use applesauce because my mom made homemade applesauce. So we would put peanut butter and applesauce on our pancakes.
Now, I've never had homemade applesauce. That sounds amazing. But I have had pancakes and applesauce before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the same boat. No no syrup. So makes a good secondary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cream cheese with sautéed onions on a hot dog. That's actually something called a Seattle dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound that weird.
No, I've seen that sold at ballparks and stuff.
Okay.
Fries dipped in soy sauce.
Mmm.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, I could see that.
I've never done it, but
I'm actually a little surprised my sister hasn't done that. With the weird combos, my sister and mom are very akin like that. Jillian was the first one. I know we've all seen people do this before, but she was the first person I saw dipping hers in a shake.
Yeah.
And it was just her and I when she was doing this. And since we didn't know other people did this, we thought that Jillian had come across like some kind of like
the most amazing thing.
Yeah, so like alchemy, basically. Like,
new discovery.
Yeah.
I would think that dipping fries in soy sauce would be super salty because fries are already salty. And then soy sauce is basically just salt. I mean, not salt, but it's sodium. So, I don't know.
I know a lot of people love that Szechuan sauce or whatever from McDonald's that they had for a while and dipping their fries in that.
Yeah. I prefer Thousand Island dressing. That's usually what I get.
I see a lot of people do that one, yeah. Fries dipped in mashed potatoes and gravy. That just
potatoes
seems
with your potatoes.
I mean, you really want potato, yeah. And mashed potatoes with chicken noodle soup instead of gravy. Ah.
That'd be good.
Ah.
I'd eat that.
Mm.
But you don't like mashed potatoes, James.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very correct. Very correct. Yes. Cereal with yogurt instead of milk. That's mean. That's downright mean.
Well, but you're thinking about it wrong. Because think about a cup of yogurt and dumping some granola in there.
Oh, that's good.
Cereal yogurt.
Yeah, I like that.
But if you're thinking like Cocoa Pebbles.
Mm.
And putting yogurt over it, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but I like what you said.
It's all
about
the combos.
Yeah, you got to be smart about what you're putting in. It can't just be cereal. It's got to be
not just any old cereal.
Yes, pinto beans mixed with cottage cheese.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, that's a different one. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it would be bad. I mean, think about all the salads that are made with like feta cheese or blue cheese. I don't think cottage cheese would be all that different.
I agree. Cottage cheese rolled up with bologna and seasoned with salt and pepper.
That'd be good. I'd eat that.
That sounds like something my brother would eat. Yeah.
So, yeah. Be an easy thing to whip together to have protein and protein.
I don't know why it took me 45 years, but I'm just now realizing I'm the only one in my family who's normal. Like, everybody else eats weird. This is the only normal thing about me. I found the one normal thing about me.
Except that you eat like five things, James.
Yeah, I eat like a teenager. Yes, yes. But beyond that, compared to the rest of my family, baby carrots dipped in ketchup. I've seen this one. I've seen my kids do that one. Yeah.
Ranch dressing all the way.
Yeah, I don't think.
Why would you dip them in ketchup? Blech.
Do children have taste buds? I see kids, and it's more about the colors and that stuff for a lot of kids. You get to a certain age, I think once you start getting the double digits and the kids, it's a little more picky and stuff and a little more about the tastes and stuff. But up until then, it's kind of like, ooh, this is a cool color. I like this color. It has nothing to do with like what you're combining or anything.
Yeah, I don't know, because I have seen little kids have some weird combinations and just eat them all up. I don't know.
Pringles dipped in chocolate pudding.
I don't know. I've kind of, like, I want to like Pringles, but they don't make me feel good, so I don't eat them anymore.
That would do it.
Yeah, and I mean, I obviously can't eat chocolate pudding, but the combination of the two doesn't sound good to me.
No, no. Fritos dipped in applesauce.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I could try that. Guess.
I don't like this next one. I don't even want to say it. Warm milk with pepper and cinnamon mixed in. I'm not a fan of warm milk. I don't.
Oh, okay. No. Well, that would turn you off right away.
Yeah.
But the pepper and cinnamon, it's like taking milk to a savory, to more like a soup almost flavor than, you know, what you would normally put chocolate in milk.
I would not judge somebody for doing that. I would warn you, though, as you're going and getting these ingredients, your chocolate syrup in the refrigerator is judging you. It is judging you, and it is not happy.
How dare you leave me in here? Replace me with cinnamon and pepper.
I'm the perfect thing for milk. And you choose to go up. Popcorn and grapes. Huh.
Okay. Huh. I mean, we always used to have the other Sunday night dinner that my mom would do, or actually Saturday night dinner, often was just popcorn and fruit.
I can see that. That doesn't sound bad. And I could see that as a combination if you didn't put it together, mixing it together in your hand or throw it in your mouth or that kind of thing. Kiwis, but you leave the skin on. The skin is actually really good for you with kiwis.
Yeah, just get the hairy things get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Yeah.
The skin's a little bitter, because I have eaten kiwi skin before.
Okay. I love kiwi, and I have not eaten it with the skin before, but I would try it.
It's a heck of a lot easier to eat it then, because peeling a kiwi is kind of a pain.
It is, yes. But there's got to be like a little peeler or something like that for those things. And finally, shove a big pretzel stick in a banana. Someone's grandma called it bananas with bones. Reddit has now renamed it Bonanza. Bonaz. Bonaz or something. You got to be real careful with that one. You know, get the FCC, wake them up this morning.
I would say if you slathered that in peanut butter, I'd be totally there.
Now you're in. Okay, now you're
in. Yeah, that's now all I'm talk. In.
All right, on you over. All right. That was a fun list. I like that. That was a fun list.
Hopefully we didn't turn any stomachs this early in the morning.
I was a little curious about that. I'm hoping that by 7, you know, around this time or so, people have had their breakfast. If not, maybe you got something new to try for breakfast.
Yeah. Peanut butter on pancakes.
Yeah.
The only thing mentioned that'd be good for breakfast.
That's about it. As a side note, I've noticed this the last couple of times that Melissa has been on location for our shows when you've been in Abbotsford like this and it's just you and I. I still turn your mic on. Yeah, for the board here, I've got a PC in where I got Melissa in now using our clean feed system, and a shout out to clean feed. Usually in studio, I turn mic 2 or mic 3 on. I still turn the second mic on when you're in.
Aww. Thanks, James.
We'll take a break. I need help. We'll come back, get into our National Day of Calendar here on The Morning Show. It's WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, and it's time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 7th, 2023. It is Safer Internet Day.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Good day to check your passwords, maybe redo your passwords, looking into some of your protocols that you have on your laptop, your PC, or, you know, tablet, any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Never a bad time to do that. And I always think in the beginning of the year, it's a good time to do those things.
Yes. Remember that an 11-character password is very, very difficult to break.
Yeah. And remember. No.
Well, yes, that too. But
but it is. She's absolutely right. And if you have to, I find one of the ways to help memorize these is to write them out. I mean, you don't have to always save it written out. You know, if you keep it in the purse, a wallet, or that kind of thing, you know, somewhere that you know that only you are really going into. And, you know, eventually once you have it down better, maybe you can get rid of it. Or saving what I've done, I have an email folder, or I have a folder that I have all mine in, but it's on my computer. So if I forget my password, I can't get into it.
Then you're a little in trouble.
Yeah, that doesn't really help. It's World Ballet Day.
Ooh.
Ballet found its origins during the Renaissance throughout Italy and France, though it had yet to evolve into the form we know today. There were no tutus or no ballet slippers, and the iconic point where work of a ballet were all things to come in the future. It found its roots in court dances and thus incorporated the proper dance dress of women at the time, format gowns that descend to the ankle. Unlike modern performances, the audience would join the dance as it came to a close. Later it would come to take influence with the French ballet de la cour, and a form of performance which were performed strictly by the nobility and would blend dance with speech, music, verse, song, and a great amount of pageantry. Ballet was beginning to take the shape we know of today.
Ballet is an incredible sport. I think of it as a sport. It's a dance.
Agreed.
But there is so much body control and attention to detail, learning about positioning your body, and it's one of the most amazing things that I have seen people do and make look effortless.
It's incredibly beautiful. Like a lot of dance. Like a lot of dance, very similar to gymnastics. You're doing and using most the same muscles and movements and a lot of those things. And I couldn't agree with you more. It is. I don't call it a sport very often, but in my head, it has always been a sport. I wouldn't be against some dances being in the Olympics, like ballet or things.
And they do have a little bit, like the rhythmic gymnastics is a bit more dance-like, but it's, you know, it's not like ballet.
Well, and what we know of ballet now really formed in Russia and Germany. So you look at this, we go from Italy to France, from Russia to Germany. It's also a form of dance that has so much origin story to it and so many different origins and everything. And that is pretty unique and cool about it. A lot of different cultures take ties to this. That's pretty cool.
And it's the basis for every other form of dance.
Yep. Yeah. That's also a very noteworthy thing. It's kind of cool to think of the evolution of dance and how it went from, you know, when, you know, a group of people started, but really it was all about the whole entire floor, everybody dancing. And then it kind of became a solo thing and just watching dancing.
Performance. But even, and you'll hear that a lot of people who want to get better at other forms of dancing or sports, I've heard of football players taking ballet classes so that they can learn to control their feet better.
Very famously, Lynn Swann, the longtime Pittsburgh Steeler and Hall of Famer, took ballet and made it kind of, as my dad would say, made it cool for a lot of people. They would tell, my dad didn't do this, but they would tell boxers, ballet or dance was great for you. Like a lot of athletes do ballet. It's one of your greatest ways of forming agility and you know, you're understanding that. National Send a Card to a Friend Day.
Hey.
This is you know, certainly it goes back to getting us to write letters to people or just write something to somebody and send it to someone.
We don't do that very often
anymore. No. It's also a great way of helping out our post office. Certainly overworked in many ways, in many cities and counties and everything, but this is a way to keep the post office alive and sending a friend a nice message.
Yes. Who doesn't like getting something personal in the mail?
Yeah, yeah.
A card or something. It's just, it's so much better than the masses of junk mail we get.
Agreed. It is also, let me get this here, it is also National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Ooh.
Some good stuff.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Not huge on white sauces, but that made right, not bad at all.
I make my own with coconut milk now, and when I can find the right non-dairy cheeses to add to it, it actually tastes really close to fettuccine Alfredo.
Mm, that's pretty good. And we got two more for you. It is Rose Day.
Rose Day.
Yeah.
Roses are pretty.
The cultivation of roses seems to have begun thousands of years ago in China. Even the master Asian philosopher and politician Confucius was enamored by roses and wrote about how he grew them in imperial gardens around 500 BC. Not only that, but the emperor's library contained hundreds of books such as the subject of these beautiful flowers. Roman mythology considers roses to be a symbol of secrecy and desire, particularly related to Venus, the Roman goddess who was considered to be related to the beauty and love. Mm-hmm. All cultures have turned roses into different things, and it just shows the symbolism and the beauty of them. Asia, Arab cultures have done similar things. Mm-hmm. This is a holiday that has been celebrated for at least 15,000 or 1,500 years. Rose Day, or Valentine's Day, if you will. Rose Day and Valentine's Day are very associated with each other.
Indeed.
So that's a good one. And roses are pretty. There are so many different colored, different types of roses, too.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa had a beautiful rose garden when I was little, younger, because he cultivated it throughout his life around his house. And they were so pretty. I loved looking at them.
They are, especially a field of roses or, something like that. Yeah, I imagine.
That's... Yeah, he had a garden in the back and then kind of one that circled around the front or the side of the house in the back. And so he had like rose bushes.
Nice.
That were just gorgeous.
And finally, it is Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor's Day. Wait a minute. What?
All of them, not just one.
All of them. Are you friendly? Are you the friendly one in your neighborhood, or are you more the crank? Well, today it doesn't matter, as this is the day that it's all about fresh beginnings. It's Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor's Day. And don't laugh. This is a real holiday, really. Instead of getting or giving that one fingered wave as you walk by to get in your car, today open your whole hand and wiggle all your fingers. Like we're telling people how to wave.
Like, don't just wave, wiggle your fingers. That's very different.
Not sure that we know many people who wave at their neighbors or using only a handful of digits or what have you. So do we do this enough anymore? When my sister and I first moved to Nakusa, or Rome, I should say, we were living there, and we'd take these trips to Illinois back and forth. My nan and papa, one of their favorite things was driving, and they'd go, "You guys, watch." And as you drive by houses, people would wave at them. And Nana would always flip out. "I don't even know them." And they would wave at us. It's not a big deal around here, of course. But where we were from, it just didn't have a lot of that. And right. it was honestly one of the things that I don't want to say kept them here. They were here for, when they moved here, they were here for good. But it was something that embodied, that made them like feel closer and more.
Feel welcome.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how much that exists anymore, but boy, it'd be great to have more of this and have this back.
I've found that it exists in pockets.
Yeah.
There are certain areas, like when I lived in Toma, there were certain roads that I would drive on. I would wave at everybody I passed on the road, like cars passing. You'd wave at each other. But then there are other roads where obviously you're not going to be doing that. And around here, I'll be out working in the yard and people drive by and I'll wave. Some of them wave back.
Yeah,
that's not all of them. Yeah. Which, it's okay.
You're never
it's a way
get.
To cheer up somebody's day without any effort at all. I mean, how hard is it to wave?
Yeah, it really takes nothing. And you wave and they don't wave back, you can still feel good. You initiated that.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody waves to you, wave back with all your fingers.
Yes, all of them.
We'll take a break here. We'll come back and have some more fun after Melissa's news. It's the morning show on WFHR.
Nice.
Welcome back, everybody, to mornings here on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. It can't be an 80s song if you don't have a saxophone in it. It's got to. I feel so bad for all these poor saxophone players out there just sitting around waiting for a rock star to call them up and ask them to be on their song just for one sax solo. That's all I need. All these hundreds of saxophone players just sitting there, nobody using their talent. Not just wasted on these modern artists. Where is the sax solo? Where is it? We evolved up from that for a reason. We got, even if it was going to stick around, we burned it to the ground in the 80s. Every song, it seemed like it had, if it didn't have a keyboard or a synthesizer solo, it had a saxophone solo.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guitar players back in the 80s. No love for the guitar player back in the 80s.
Well, they've had their rise now.
Yes. A little bit later, Melissa and I in the next hour, of course, are going to get into Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into entertainment news. And I do want to touch on an article that Melissa sent over to myself. Wisconsin Department of Agricultural Trade and Consumer Protection had their top 10 consumer complaints of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should get into that one, Mel. We'll do that probably in the 9 o'clock hour. For now, leashing babies. The first time you saw it, you thought it was weird. There's no way you thought it was weird. You didn't think it was weird.
Well, because it looked like a pet.
And then as you looked at your screaming monster wonder of a child, because children are wonderful, they're also monsters, you started to debate this. You started to wonder, is this for me? How much does that cost? How about? But it's definitely become a thing. A new poll found putting your toddler on a leash is now socially acceptable. 48% of Americans say it's fine, compared to 34% who don't think it's okay, and another 17% who weren't sure or didn't have an option or opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And here are a few more questions about babies that people answered. Before we dive into these, I will say that from my generation, we were probably some of the last to kind of look at this and say, well, that was either hit or miss. You either were in on it or you weren't. You didn't like it. I think of a very similar thing with the little poncho thing, the kangaroo thing that parents would wear, where they had the harness. And they didn't have to hold their kid. They just put them in a
little
pouch.
Sling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sling. Yeah, that's a better way for it. Sling. I didn't, when I was a young dad, I didn't like those things because I kind of going back to the conversation we had yesterday with Beth about changing diapers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to bond with your kid. I wanted to bond with my kids. I enjoyed that. I didn't mind touching my kids. I didn't mind holding them or anything. Did they get heavy? Yes, they're little bowling balls. but it was also a really good workout for my forearms. It was
mm-hmm.
But everybody's different. And I understand that as we kind of, more things come up in society, more things are going on, there's more people. If you tell me that I feel more confident as a parent, I feel safer as a parent having my kid on a leash, I'm not going to judge you for it. I'm being honest about this, where back in the day it might have, been different. Now I kind of look at it a little differently. I don't really judge parents on many things, to be honest with you. I think there's a little too much of that in society of parents judging.
We just need to congratulate them from getting through the day.
If a parent asks you for your opinion or advice, that's a whole different ball game. Then the floodgates open. You go ahead and you say what you're going to say. But outside, like this idea of just kind of, especially something I see, and this used to happen at laundromats a lot, the idea of a stranger, two strangers, and this stranger telling you, actually, you know what the proper way to do that is. Like, no. You can have all the greatest intentions in the world, and that child may even be upset. No, sorry, nope. Unless there is something physical harm going on to the child or something like that, you got to back off. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. It's not your kid.
Nope. No. Again, if they ask for your opinion, that's different. And I've been in this situation where I've seen a parent and they seem like they're struggling and everything, and I feel for them. You know what you do? You give them that look. You know, like, I feel you. I feel you.
I'm here if you need me. But
yes, yes.
Not going to interfere.
Going on to some of these other questions, would you rather have a boy or a girl? 19% said boy, 15% said girl, and 54% said they had no preference. Men more likely to say they wanted a boy, of course, until they have one. I'm kidding. I don't know. I've talked about this a lot with women, about this idea of carrying on your name, carrying on lineage. For women, obviously, this is something that goes, it's important. I'm not saying it isn't. But because of the way society has been for so very long, where a woman just automatically gives up her last name, there was this kind of thing of where a lot of the women I talked to had a different a take on this, a different angle on it, if you will, more so about keeping their father's history or something like that around her. My mom kept Stern in her name. It was very important to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we see more of that nowadays.
We do. Women are kind of pushing back on that traditional norm of changing their name because it does. Number one, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, yeah.
To change your name and then you got to change it on all of your documents and all of your credit cards, all of your, car insurance. I mean, if you start to think about it, the time it takes to just change your name. And then there's a cost involved, too, especially if you have it changed once and then you want to change it not by getting married. So, I don't know. I think that's a thing that can go by the wayside, in my opinion.
Yeah. Disposable diapers or cloth. Only 14% said cloth. Another 23% said they'd use both. So that means 37% would use at least some cloth diapers. That's the way we did it. Usually it was mostly cloth, but there were, if we were going on a long trip or something like that, we tended to use disposable.
Well, disposable are just so much more convenient and easy.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously cloth are going to be far more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, yeah. Here it is. Is it okay to post photos and videos of your baby on social media? 39% said no, don't do it. And there was actually, I guess the rest of it said yes, but this was a very different state by state and very different by age groups. And there's a lot of data in that. So nothing really that stands out other than the younger people were less likely to do this. The younger you are, the less likely you are to share babies of your photos of your baby online, which I think is very interesting considering we tend to age type younger people of being more the selfie generation and all that.
Mm-hmm. But they don't want pictures of their child out there because those pictures are out there forever.
Well,
and they can be used by other people in ways you don't know about.
And that's the biggest thing that comes up is the fear of the wrong people looking at these pictures for the wrong reasons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I don't begrudge that one second.
No.
Is it okay to entertain your baby with a smartphone?
Well, I can't speak to that because I don't have a baby. But my initial reaction would be no. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. In a perfect world, yeah, absolutely. When you are in the doctor's office and it's already been a half an hour since your appointment and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting and the kid is completely done with every magazine in there and stuff, turning your phone off and giving it to him or something like that might not be bad. We did a story, that ain't right story, a little while ago about a kid that ordered a bunch of Grubhub for his dad.
Yeah. I mean, as on a regular basis, that you're talking about a situation that's not the norm.
More of an extreme, yes.
Yeah. But the baby's crying, I'm going to hand him my cell phone.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a smart idea to me. But, in certain situations, yeah.
Everything
having
in context.
A YouTube video with their some colorful something on it to distract them from crying, when you're in a public place, sure, why not?
Yeah, I think that everything in context. It's a little foolish to keep your kids completely away from technology. The world is only going more and more tech. Their kids are getting things in their hands tech-wise earlier and earlier. So if a kid is going to start 4K or first grade or any of these things, it's probably actually smart for them to have some familiarity with touchscreen and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Within context, of course, it can't.
Yeah, within reason.
You don't want your kid calling the tablet dad, okay? You don't. that seems okay. This has been too much. We've done this too much. Is it okay to pierce your baby's ears? 36% said yes. That included 44% of women and 26% of men.
Yeah, I don't know. I was raised that that's not right, and I would want my. If I had a child, I think I would want them to have the option.
Exactly. For me, it all comes down to that. I don't know if my child is going to want pierced ears. Let them make that decision. I don't begrudge this necessarily. I'm not going to get bent out of shape about it.
No.
But we already get to name our kids. We get to raise our kids. Children don't. The choices that they make for themselves are incredibly important. And we don't tattoo our babies for a reason, obviously. There's a lot of reasons behind that. But I would think that one of the major reasons is my child is probably not going to freak out over a Simpsons tattoo. they probably wouldn't like that very much. Oh, I thought it'd be really cute if I gave you a Maggie tattoo. Not as cute when you're 35, Dad. Like, and especially as it's grown and morphed into something that you can't even recognize anymore or something.
Different cultures have different practices.
Oh, yes. That's a very different story. At what age is a kid no longer a baby? Most agree it's somewhere between 1 and 3 years old, and the number one answer was 18 months to 2 years. Not everyone agrees, though. 11% said that even 4-year-olds are still babies. And on the flip side, 3% said 4 months is the cutoff. 4 months. Jeez.
4 months?
Get a job, you lazy kid. 4 months old.
You can hold your head up now. Come on. Why aren't you contributing?
You can crawl, right? Get a paper route. Get a paper route. Sounds like my dad all of a sudden. Yeah, that's a bit extreme, I think.
Yeah. But everybody develops, all babies develop at their own pace. So I think having that broad range is perfectly acceptable.
100% agree. However, I do think that this is the only one where they did this wrong. They asked adults this. You need to ask children this one, especially 3-year-olds. And any 3-year-old will tell you they're an adult. They're
not a baby.
They're grown. They're not a baby anymore. Yes. Take a quick break. We'll come back and get into our schedule for the week here of Morning Magazine, our sports schedule, and touch on some fun, interesting stuff we have on our radio dial tonight. All that coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Be sure to be joining us at the top of the hour. We'll have CBS News, and right after that, we'll have a live and direct update from our good friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. We're actually going to kick off next hour. After that, we'll get into some idioms. We'll get into the history of idioms and kind of find out the origin story of some of these phrases that we use all the time. I wanted to get into our schedule a little bit here, Melissa, especially we got some a fun week ahead. When Mel and I are done hanging out with you this morning, we'll kick off Morning Magazine for the week. We've got a really good one to kick it off, too. In part one, we're going to welcome in Gretchen, Nybalowski. She is the advisor. I'm going to ask Gretchen how to say her name properly. She is the advisor of tobacco prevention group FACT.
Oh, good.
And we'll have a couple of the kids from Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, some Rams kids with us. We have Mackenzie, Reese, Caitlin, and Riley joining us. They're a couple of 7th and 8th graders. And they're going to talk about the reason they believe in this and what FACT is and lowering tobacco use and getting rid of it with vaping and all this stuff for our kids.
Oh, good.
And in part two, we'll catch up with our friends at the Southwood County YMCA. John is going to be with us. Jamie will be with us. We'll have a great conversation with them, as we always do. Looking at the rest of the week for the morning show here, tomorrow we'll have Melissa and Seth together. Looking forward to that. Always a fun time when we get you guys together. Yes. Seth will be joining us on Thursday, and then on Friday, Terry Johns will be with us.
Excellent.
Looking at the morning show Morning Magazine, on tomorrow's Morning Magazine Wednesday, well, Family Natural Foods is giving their segment to Mushroom Wisdom.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll have a special guest joining us for that. Be sure to listen for it. It's going to be good. I cannot wait for that.
I'm curious.
Very interested by that one. And our friends from Encourage, Kim Shields, will be with us in part two on Wednesday. We're talking with Wisconsin Rapids Boxing Club's Darla Allen.
Oh,
I get to talk boxing tomorrow. I cannot wait.
I didn't know there was a boxing club.
I should bring my dad in. Oh, yeah. There's a great boxing club around here. Very celebrated one. Yeah.
Cool.
On Thursday, we catch up with our good friend Mike Hittner in the Historic Point Boss. We're going to talk about their winter feast coming up.
Yes.
And in part two on Thursday, Jackie Carantini, UW-Madison's own human development and relationships educator. I turn Jackie's mic on and I get out of her way.
Perfect.
And on Friday, I am so excited for this. We get to talk to these guys once a year. We're talking about Empty Bowls. It's proceeds that help purchase food to help with food insecurities in Wood County. Great Mary Schultz is going to join us for that. You know a little bit about that group, don't you, Melissa?
I did a PSA on our WIRI station about it. And then I've been involved in an Empty Bowls event, I guess you could call it.
Yes.
In the Toma area, they do something similar where you get to go to the soup dinner and buy a bowl, and the proceeds go to help for food insecurity.
Yeah, such a great idea, such a great cause. Really look forward to talking with Mary on Friday. And we'll wrap up the week with our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Looking forward to that. Going to be fun. Of course, sports on your dial tonight. Marquette men's basketball versus UConn. It's going to be a great one. It's on our sister station, Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. Tip-off will be at 5. And on our radio station tonight, here at WFHR, from 8 to 10, we'll have the State of the Union address from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That will be important and, as always, worth listening to.
Yes.
I'm sure our team will also be covering that. I know that...
I believe we have some commentary on that from our team in Madison as well.
Looking forward to that. Always interested in what they got to say and comment on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly interested in what President Biden has to say.
Yes.
And tomorrow, just to give you a heads up, we got Wisconsin men's basketball at Penn State. That is going to be a good one. It is rocky times right now for the Badgers, so it is a chance for them to right the ship and a Big Ten matchup as well, so that is going to be important. Wednesday's game will be at 6:30 right here on WFHR. On Thursday, high school basketball for you on our sister station, WIRI. At 7:10, Assumption girls basketball taking on Abbotsford.
Hey.
That's gonna be cool. Randy and Don calling that one. You know it's gonna sound good. So that's gonna be a really interesting game. And we're gonna have more. We got high school Assumption boys basketball on Friday as they take on Abbotsford. Randy and Don running that one as well. 7:10 start for that. And we have River Kings hockey on the radio this weekend. Of course, if you have not heard, the River Kings have earned a playoff spot. They are automatically in the playoffs. Now it's just a matter of seeding and trying to maybe up our seating. We'll try to do that this weekend against Hudson. Be sure to get to the Southwood County Rec Center if you can take in those games.
Mm-hmm.
For now, we'll take a quick commercial break, come back with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center and plenty more. It's the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.